The latest trends, the newest equipment, and the top names from our area and beyond.
The South Shore's only golf show on the radio.
This is Coley Belts Golf Live.
It's in the hole.
Here's Liza Churchill.
Welcome to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill, coming to you live from the lovely South Shore Studios of 95.9 WATD. I've got a fun show this evening. First off, Durham Med Futures Tour rookie Chelsea Curtis is calling in from Florida. And later in the show, we'll be chatting with PGA Tour caddy Noah Zelnick. Welcome, Chelsea. You on the line?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Really good. So what's the weather doing down there in Florida?
It is actually thunderstorming right now.
You made your Futures Tour debut this week at the Florida's Natural Charity Classic. Tell me about it.
Well, it was my first Futures Tour event, and I wasn't sure exactly what to expect and exactly the process before the tournament, but it was a really enjoyable experience. I didn't play as well as I had hoped. I didn't make the cut. I missed it by 2 strokes, but it was a good beginning.
The tournament was played in Winter Haven at the site of the Futures Tour Q School, the Lake Region Yacht and Country Club. Do you feel that gave you a little bit of an advantage because you've played there before?
You know, I think it definitely helped compared to the other tournaments I'll be playing because I did get to see the course ahead of time. But a lot of the veterans, they definitely have seen the lake region before. It was good to see it a couple months prior to this tournament.
Yeah, definitely. So do you feel that your college career and your amateur events that you've competed in prepared you for turning pro? I mean, now that you've had your debut?
Yeah, it definitely did. Any tournament play really prepares you for the next level. And I think I played in a lot of tournaments as a junior and in college to get me ready for the professional tour. It's just going to take a little getting used to now that I'm professional. So,
did you have a caddy?
I did not. My mom actually came down and she watched me, but I did not have a caddy for this week.
Don't you wish that the LPGA Commissioner Mike Wan was your caddy for a day?
Yeah, I wish he was my caddy for the day. I actually got to meet him. We were staying at the same hotel. I did meet him briefly, and he talked at rookie orientation.
He seems like a really nice guy.
He really is. He's a nice guy. I really like him.
Now, how did it come about that he caddied for Lily Alvarez?
You know, that's a good question. I'm not exactly sure. I didn't even know he was going to caddy for her until he mentioned it in rookie orientation. But it sounded like it was a lot of fun.
Rookie orientation, what's that like? Is it for the first event of the season? And
yes, it was just for the first event. Any of the rookies who played in the event had to go to it. It was pretty extensive. It was 4 hours long, and they talked about the ins and outs of the Futures Tour, making sure that we get certain applications and things done on time. And yeah.
How many girls were there?
Around 25 to 30.
Now, the Futures Tour is going into its 30th anniversary year. Is that true?
Yes. Yep.
It must be a really good program that they have down pat now.
It really is. I was really impressed with how the tournament was run this week. It was a little surreal. It just having brochures out, there were tents out, you know, everyone had to have a ticket. It felt very professional, and that was something that I haven't really dealt with before.
Did you play in the Pro-Am event this week?
I did not. They select people, and they select people by random or players from last year's money list, so I probably won't be playing in those for a couple more events.
All right. Now, the final round of the event was canceled today due to rain. Is that so?
I think so, yeah.
I guess they said there's going to be a playoff between the top two players.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Who you think will prevail? Do you have any inkling?
I'm not sure. Anything goes in a playoff, especially sudden death playoff. It's anything goes. It would be really fun to watch that.
Yeah, definitely. So the Futures Tour schedule this season, there's about 17 events. It's covering 13 states and Mexico with purses over $100,000. Do you plan to play a full schedule of events?
I do. I plan on playing in probably 15 to 16 events. I've been told to definitely take a break here and there, so you don't burn yourself out. So I will be playing a full schedule, though.
So you're going down to the Riviera Challenge in Mexico next week?
I am. I'm really excited. I'm actually leaving Tuesday for that event.
Oh, that should be really exciting.
Yeah, I think all the girls are excited to go to Mexico for the event.
Let me ask you, how did you prepare for the Futures Tour this season? Did you do any special training or drills or...
Well, I've been down in Florida practicing, and I've been working out, trying to eat the right things, and I set a practice schedule for the winter and working with a pro down here. So, I've been doing the best that I can to try and find the best way to prepare for the Futures Tour.
In your rookie year, do you think it's just going to take you a while to find your mojo with everything? You know, your practice schedule, traveling, you know, your teammates. Well, actually not teammates, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, playmates, basically. But, I think it's going to take a little bit getting used to. It's definitely a lifestyle, and it's a week-long process. And I've already started learning that it's about the preparation in order to set yourself up for success on the course.
It probably takes a lot of discipline, but you seem like you're a very disciplined young lady.
I consider myself pretty disciplined, and I think that's what it takes to be successful as a golfer, because you really don't have a boss or anyone telling you that you need to do certain things. You really have to be self-reliant and forcing yourself to do things that you might not like in order to get the results that you want.
Do you think you'll be back up in New England this summer at New Seabury, or are you going to be just, you know, traveling with the tour and staying down in Florida?
I do plan on coming back for actually my brother's high school graduation. I'll be back for a couple weeks in June, and I'll probably, you know, practice a little bit at New Seabury. But once the Futures Tour heads up to Connecticut and New Hampshire, I'll definitely come home and be at New Seabury for a little bit.
They've been very supportive of your career as well, haven't they?
Yes, New Seabury has been great. They have been very supportive, the staff, the members, everyone.
So it'll be really nice for you to come home for a while, take a little break.
Yeah. Yes, I haven't been home since Christmas, so it'll be nice.
Do you miss college life, Chelsea? I know you just graduated from Georgetown last spring.
Yeah, I do. I miss college life. I miss D.C. It was a great city to be in. But I don't miss the homework. I like having golf as a priority. It's pretty nice.
Do you... what do you think, as compared to, like, say, being on the Georgetown golf team, do you think there's as much camaraderie on the Futures Tour as there is being on, like, your college team, or is it a little more competitive?
I think it's both. I think there's definitely a lot of great people on the Futures Tour, very supportive girls, a lot of friendships that have been made from what I've seen. But there's definitely it's a higher competitive level compared to college. So I think you get best of both on the Futures Tour.
Well, probably the competition probably spurns you on to do better.
Yeah, I think that's something that I'm looking forward to, is the higher level of competition.
You told me that you're doing some coaching for the Georgetown girls golf team as well?
I coached one event, or assistant coached one event in Jacksonville. They came down for spring break, and I was able to see the girls and my coach again. It was a lot of fun.
That could be something that you might do in the future as well, do you think?
I don't know. It's definitely a possibility. It was fun coaching the girls, but we'll see.
Definitely. I've seen the YouTube site and the Twitter.com, the road to the LPGA. That's a really cool site there, too.
It is. They're definitely trying to promote it over this year. They want to get more fans and more Twitter followers.
Yeah, the YouTube site, they had videos of this week's event up there.
Yeah, they have some people who that's their job to come up with a lot of videos and try and expand the outreach of who sees the Futures Tour and who knows about it. It's great.
Yeah, I think they're doing a really good job, whoever's doing it. I wanted to ask you what you think of the fact that the fastest growing section of golf is the ladies, about 20 to 40 years of age.
Yeah, I think it's great. I mean, golf is just a great sport to know and to be able to go out there and play for many different reasons. I'm sure a lot of women are doing it now for business reasons. Good deals or relations can be made on the golf course. So
yeah.
It's great to see that.
Do you think that in the past, maybe fathers might have pushed their daughters into golf? Do you think maybe women are choosing it on their own now?
I hope that's the case because it's, you know, when we were at rookie orientation, they asked us how we got into golf. And I would say almost every single girl said my father was the one who started me.
Right.
And that's completely fine. It's, you know, it's usually your father who gets you into certain sports, whether you're male or female. But yeah, I hope that's the case for women in their between 20 and 40.
All right. Well, listen, Chelsea, we're just about out of time. I want to thank you for calling in and good luck on the Duramed Futures Tour this season.
Thank you.
Follow Chelsea's progress online at chelseagolf.com. You're listening to Goldie Bounds Golf on 95.9 WATD, the South Shore's favorite radio station. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. Are you thinking about a quick trip to Bermuda for a little golf and some much-needed R&R? Up next, a word from my sponsor, Alex Medeiros of Tuiuti Bermuda.
Are you knee-deep in snow? Haven't seen the sun in months? Do you want a temperature above freezing? Then Bermuda is beckoning you to their beautiful island paradise. Bermuda is just 770 miles southeast of us, with direct flights daily from Boston, New York, Atlanta, and Miami. A short flight, and you can find yourself in Bermuda and on one of our spectacular golf courses shortly after landing. Whether you're coming to Bermuda for a weekend, a business trip, or for a week's vacation, Tuiuti Bermuda can assist you in booking your entire vacation. No trip is too small. Hotel packages, transportation, and golf are at your fingertips. Bermuda can claim more golf holes per square mile than any other place on Earth. With 8 golf courses, 7 of which are championship quality, there's a course for every level of golfer. Bermuda has been host to many championship tournaments, including the PGA Grand Slam of Golf for the past 3 years. The Goslings Invitational and the Bermuda Goodwill are long-standing and historic events held in November and December each year. Why not let us assist you with your tee time reservation for your next golf adventure? Tuiuti Bermuda Limited is a well-respected Bermudian-owned company and is your recognized on-island golf expert. With more than 19 years' experience, we have access to all of Bermuda's golf courses and can provide advanced tee time reservations for individual golfers or groups. Welcome to Golfing Paradise and take advantage of this special package. Tuiuti Bermuda can book you now with a fantastic 3-night stay package at the Fairmont Hotels, including breakfast and a round of golf with cart at the Port Royal, Riddles Bay, and Belmont Hills golf courses, all for the great price of $599. This package is good until April 2010. Don't miss this deal. Only $599 for a relaxed and luxurious Bermuda golf vacation. Call and book now at 441-295-4640. That's 441-295-4640. And visit our website, tuiutibermuda.com. That's tuiutibermuda.com.
Well, Welcome back. You're listening to Goldie Bounce Golf. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. My next guest calling in from Florida is PGA Tour caddy Noah Zelnick. Noah currently loops for PGA Tour pro Michael Bradley. How are you, Noah?
I'm great, Liza. How's everything going on with you?
Really good. We're just getting into the spring season here in New England, and we had some golfers out there this weekend.
Well, beautiful.
It was about 70 degrees for a couple days this week, so...
Yeah, it was warmer. I actually looked at the forecast. It was warmer in New York than it was in Florida for a couple of days.
Wow. Now, did you say you had a cold?
I do have a little bit of a cold, a little under the weather, but, you know, I can't complain about being under the weather when you guys are up there under snow usually.
Where did you pick up your cold? During the torrential rains in the Puerto Rico Open last week?
No, you know, I didn't pick up anything in Puerto Rico, fortunately. I just think it's one of those things. We got some rain here the last couple of days in Tampa, and maybe a little pollen. So it's just one of those things, probably a 24-hour flu, and hopefully it'll go away by tomorrow.
So you and Michael Bradley were at the Tampa Bay for the Transitions Championship the past few days. You want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was just watching. I just watched Jim Furyk hit it probably about 8 feet out of the bunker on 17 right now. So I'm just trying to see if he'll make that. I haven't seen if he has or not, but... The greens there were, you know, Tampa went through a bad winter this year, so the greens are, they look a little spotty. The overseed didn't come in, the Bermuda really didn't grow, so it was really a cold, wet winter. We had 29 days in January and February where it never got out of the 50-degree range, where it was 40 or 50 degrees, which is a record low cold for us. Yeah, so it was definitely a cold winter, and the economy down here for golf-wise didn't really travel. And people who wanted to brave the cold up north, they could bundle up, put on their ski jackets, and play a little golf with some gloves. Probably the same way I did.
Well, it was probably a little colder here, but...
Just a tad.
Oh, great. So last week you were at the Puerto Rico Open, and you and Michael Bradley finished up tied for 15th. Were you guys happy with that?
You know, I'm sure, you know, he was happy on a plane ride back, sat business class on AirTrain, and, you know, he looked at me, he just kind of put his hand up, give me a little high five, but with a bump, you know, to say, you know, that was a pretty good title defense. You know, he didn't go down, he didn't embarrass himself, but for me, he was excited that I was back out, because it was my first week back after my congestive heart failure problem, I wanted to make sure I was back for that.
Yeah, no, you had a health scare recently. Can you tell me about that then?
Sure. Yeah, it was definitely a scary time where, you know, I'd worked out, you know, at Kapalua, and it was probably at the Tournament of Champions, and it was the toughest walking week of the year on the tour for the caddies, because 13 through 16 are basically on the side of a volcano, so you're just climbing up and up and up. And I had felt like I wasn't in the best physical shape that I'd ever been in, but the other caddies hadn't felt well. Damon Green, Zach Johnson's caddy, had some health issues out there, and just it was a, you know, hot weather, and we hadn't really had training for it in Florida where it's flat. I had not felt well, and then went to the Bob Hope and found out my leg swelled up. Went and saw a doctor, but there were no doctors, so I asked for an EMT, and they took my blood pressure and thought the blood pressure was normal, 148/90, but then they put an EKG machine on me, and they had asked if I had seen a doctor, which was my own fault. I hadn't really seen a doctor in the past 5 or 6 years. And growing up as an athlete, it was one of those things, if it wasn't broken and it wasn't bleeding, you kind of didn't pay attention to it.
Right.
I had gone, they said that there's an ambulance on site that would be more than happy to take me to the hospital, so I went down there, and turned out that they put me on 5 or 6 blood pressure machines, and, you know, I was taking texts from friends asking me how I was. I'm like, great, you know, how's the weather? It's raining. You know, all of a sudden, Michael's agent calls me. He says, how's the golf course? I said, just a little wet, but then the doctor came in and told me, you've got congestive heart failure. Your blood pressure's 239/166, which is astronomical, and basically said I could have been minutes away from having a stroke, so
that's
I got really
crazy.
Lucky that I had I'd caught it minutes beforehand. But
crazy.
I never had any chest pains. I never had anything that showed me that there was a health issue.
Wow. Now, do you feel that, and this is a sweeping generalization, but, you know, caddies, life on the road, do you think that sometimes people don't take care of themselves as well as they should?
Well, I don't know if it's caddies or anything. I'm going to say most people don't take care of themselves health-wise at all.
Right.
Because after it was weird last week, you know, it pales in comparison, but I spent quite a bit of time talking to Eric Compton, who's had his second heart transplant.
Well, that's right.
And he says, man, I had no clue this happened to you. And he said he'd read something on Facebook about it, but wasn't sure. And then I spoke to him, and he just looked right through the room, and he says, you know, there's probably 90% of the people here that have some sort of blockage. And unless they take care of it and watch themselves, they're going to be seriously ill eventually. Yeah.
Well, I know Eric Compton. He does the Titleist Inspiration series.
Absolutely.
Which is just, I love that. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
good.
What do you think that the most difficult event is to caddy in on tour?
Oh, by far. Even though it is the most relaxing week out in Hawaii, I would say on caddies and players, just the walk alone at Kapalua is the toughest. But, you know, you only have maximum 30 guys, usually 32 guys, and guaranteed check. And guys have played well to get there. It's the first one of the year. That's not a difficult one. For caddies, I mean, Memphis is usually a tough one. Quad Cities is a tough one, only because these are Midwest, stagnant air, usually 100 degrees, even Greensboro in August. I mean, the hotter the weather and chance for thunderstorms, there's a good chance you're going to carry, depending on your tee time, 25, 30 holes in a day. Puerto Rico was the same way. I mean, for my first week back, that wasn't what I was expecting. I was supposed to work with a carry bag at the Honda, 18 holes a day, have a nice relaxing week,
yeah,
and back. But until they found more blockage in my leg, where they had to do a procedure just 3 days before the Honda would start, even though I was cleared because medicine is unbelievable, I just decided to be ready for Puerto Rico. But I caddied 30 holes on Sunday and 24 on Monday, and I'm sure the doctor would have been upset hearing that with the big bag.
Well, listen, Noah, stay on the line. Up next, a word from my sponsor, Tommy Hoy of Bayside Realty Consultants, located on scenic Sisuit Harbor on Cape Cod.
Whether you're retiring to Cape Cod or buying a second home or condo, introduce yourself to Bayside Realty Consultants in East Dennis. Save time and money with a first-class, professional, service-oriented real estate firm. Bayside Realty Consultants is that firm. They've been involved with the property and building industry for many years. Their experience and knowledge of the Cape Cod market is extremely valuable when you're looking for your new home or investment property. Curious about how taxes will affect your fixed costs? Do you have questions about mortgages, where to get that mortgage, or the proper terms and conditions? Bayside Realty Consultants will help you with all of that. Let them do all the work. The pros at Bayside Realty Consultants look forward to building a marketing and sales plan specifically to reach your goals. Just call 508-385-7777. That's 508-385-7777. Or find them online at BaysideRealtyConsultants.com.
You're listening to Goldie Bounds Golf on 95.9 WATD. I'm your host, Liza Churchill. On the line with me is PGA Tour caddy Noah Zelnick. So, Noah, what's your schedule on the PGA Tour like this season?
Well, right now, sitting here playing the waiting game because we're currently 90th in the FedEx Cup points.
Right.
Which the cutoff was after Puerto Rico to see if we get into the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill. So we're 7th alternate right now. And we just kind of wait and see. I've booked a flight for Sunday to fly out to Houston. So we'll play the Shell Houston Open. And then, you know, barring a miracle, if we can win, obviously we go to Augusta. If not, we will play the Verizon Championship up at Hilton Head, and then New Orleans, the Zurich Classic, probably a week off, won't go up to Charlotte, and then we're playing four in a row. We're playing the Tournament Players Championship at PPC, in San Antonio, the Valero Texas Open, the Byron Nelson, and then the people at Colonial had given Michael a sponsor exemption, being that they won last year on the tour. So we're looking forward to playing basically 6 or 7 of the next 9 weeks on tour.
Oh, that's really exciting. Which event are you looking forward to playing the most? Do you have one out of those?
To be honest with you, Liza, I'm glad to work any week right now after my health scare.
Right.
But obviously, TPC is... it's the Players' Championship. Being that we're not in any majors right now,
right,
TPC is almost a $10 million purse. It will be it's the Players' Championship. It's definitely a limited field event. You've earned your way in there. 144 of the best players in the world are there. And kind of close to home, so you get to drive it. And it's just an exciting week. I mean, if you've ever been to TPC, it's kind of electric.
Yeah.
I know every day, you know, on Wednesday, the caddies get to hit a shot on 17. And in my 14 years of playing professionally, I never felt more nervous than hitting in front of 5,000 people with no practice swings on 17. And I hit it in the water last year, and I thought that green was larger than anything you could ever imagine hitting.
I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Well, listen, Noah, it looks like we're just about out of time. I want to ask you one more question. Do you feel like your health scare? What do you think, you know, you took out of that, a little golden nugget of something? What do you think it was?
Well, I think it's kind of almost being an advocate for health now. I mean, I was glad I had health insurance, but anyone who even is remotely scared about their health, go to Walgreens, go to Walmart, all the places, just check your blood pressure, because that's a silent killer, hypertension. High blood pressure, just make sure you do it. If it's over, you know, 120 over 80, go talk to a doctor. I would just take that as a scare and just make sure you take care of it, because there are no real symptoms to it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and good luck out there on the PGA Tour this season.
Thanks, Liz. Appreciate talking to you.
Bye. Don't forget, for a behind-the-scenes look at the production of the Goldie Bounce Golf Show, check out my blog at goldiebouncegolf.com.
Be sure to join Liza every Sunday night at 7 for Goldie Bounce Golf Live, heard exclusively on 95.9 WATD.